Business is good for the Port of New Orleans. Cargo shipping is up about 20% this year from last. Because the port is an independent entity, not run by the city or state, it can take that extra money and invest it right back into operations. There are currently more than $40 million worth of improvements underway as a result. But with the expansion has come added responsibility. The port is trying to cut its environmental footprint. You know that tall concrete wall along Chapultepec Street? On the other side of it is a hidden world, the Port of New Orleans Napoleon Avenue Container Terminal. The giant boats you see heading up and down the river dock at these big docks, and then giant cranes move colorful shipping containers on and off. Port Director of External Affairs Matt Gresham took me on a tour. He says all of the growth means things have changed over the years.
You just kind of wander up from the neighborhood and go fishing on the docks if you'd like back then, and now it's, you know, very secure. You have to, everybody has to be credentialed and have, and if you're not, you have to be escorted by a credentialed person, so you don't have the access that you once had.
And we're heading in with just a bunch of semis. We're the only, looks like, SUV or regular car in this line.
Yeah, there's about 2,200 trucks that come in and out of here every day.
These trucks can carry all kinds of consumer goods. Anything you can fit in a shipping container, from socks to computers, might be here. But there's one product that immediately stands out.
I'm just impressed by all the bananas, just stacks and stacks and stacks of Chiquita shipping containers.
It's a lot of bananas.
How many bananas move through here a week? Do you have any idea?
There's actually one ship that comes in. This is the first year since Chiquita has been back, so there's some estimates, but we don't really know yet. It's supposed to be basically 60 to 80,000 containers of bananas per year.
Chiquita just came back to New Orleans from Gulfport after 40 years, and Chief Operating Officer Brandy Christian says the bananas are just a part of the port's overall growth.
A lot of the growth has been market. Coming out of the recession, there's more of a flow of goods. I think that the Port of New Orleans has been able to capture a lot of that because of the facilities we have and just our geography.
At the mouth of the Mississippi River, of course. That increase in goods has allowed the port to build a new intermodal terminal. It connects trains to the shipyard, to a refrigerated container racking system, and new cranes to load ships. But all of the additional traffic, ships and trucks coming in and out, means more emissions. In a place like New Orleans, where the air quality is already not great, it's up to the port to keep their emissions down. That's a challenge. So now the port has an environmental services manager, Amelia Pellegrin. She says new LED lighting saves energy, green points to offset emissions, and upgraded port cars are greener too.
We looked at our own fleet. We purchased some electric vehicles. We're going to be moving towards more hybrid electric vehicles. And then we also have gone after federal funding. There's a number of pots of federal funding that will fund emission reduction projects. So from EPA, from DOT, from the Department of Energy also.
The port's been especially concerned about how new, more strict EPA air quality rules would impact business. The city of New Orleans will have to bring down its overall emissions from cars, factories, and businesses. Port COO Brandy Christian.
That can be a challenge for attracting new business. I think we operate in a rather friendly environment, and New Orleans will be in attainment. Knowing that we want to grow and that with growth does come, you know, more environmental impacts, that we have to be proactive and bring programs forward that reduce any impacts.
She says most big shipping companies want to use ports that have certain green certifications, like Green Marine, which the port just joined this spring. It recommends things like decreasing dust, preventing garbage from being dumped in the water, preventing cargo like minerals, grains, salt, and sugar from spilling into the local environment, and cutting back fossil fuel consumption. Pellegrin has started regular meetings with port tenants and operators about the new environmental regulations, programs, and standards.
On the ground, what it means is there's a lot more dialogue happening. So for little things like a minor spill or a minor incident, minor environmental incident, our tenants now call me and say, okay, we had this. We don't know who we're supposed to report to. We don't know who exactly we're supposed to contact.
Standing at the port, you can see what a big task it is to coordinate anything there. Can we get out for a second down here?
Yeah.
Wow, it's like you can't really understand the scale of it until you're standing out here. From your perspective, because you come out here a lot, does this look like more containers than usual? Have you actually seen the increase?
Yeah, definitely. We've seen increases every year. We've seen a little bit of increase. You know, business is booming right now. Our issue is to find money to invest to expand the terminal, and so we can accommodate what we believe the growth that we'll see in the next 2 to 3 years.
That expansion will largely accommodate an increase in one particular business, an influx of chemical resins shipped from new companies along the Mississippi River. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.